And joining me in the studio is Living Water Smart Efficiency Officer. Living Water Smart Efficiency Officer is quite the title. We've got Patrick Gray with us. G'day, buddy.
Good morning, Mel. How are you today?
Good to have you in again.
Thank you.
It's been a little while.
Me back. It has been a little bit.
We caught up last year, which was nice. Did you have the good Chrissy, the good New Year? Everything was lovely.
Yeah, everything was lovely. Thank you. I was sort of thinking this morning about the whole, you know, people saying Happy New Year. You know, when do we stop actually saying that?
Yeah, well, I figure it's nearly the end of January. So I think end of January is the cutoff.
The cutoff, okay. Good.
And then we move towards, hey, Happy Easter.
Absolutely.
Awful. Absolutely awful. So we finally had a little bit of rain, Patty, which is what we've been waiting for. Is it right to assume that this has been a really dry January?
Absolutely. It's been, well, I've just got a few facts and figures here to start us with. So this is all from the Darwin Airport weather station. December, we had 69.2 millimetres, which is 28% of the long-term average of 251.1 millimetres. So that was pretty dry. That's probably the lowest for the last 20 years. January, so far we've had about 210, including yesterday's rainfall, and our normal average for January is about 430 millimetres. And then this time last year, we had 893 for January.
So wow, that's a lot of water.
Absolutely.
Gee, that's a big difference.
It is a big difference.
Yeah. Have we got a lot of water expected now, though? Is it on its way?
We can only hope so.
I'm going to have a look at the bomb while we're talking and see what I can see on there.
But just another thing just about that rainfall, even though yesterday we got quite a bit of rainfall, it's still quite patchy. So
yeah.
We did a quick research around a few of the weather stations around the suburbs yesterday, and while Jingley got 20 mils, out in Durack they only got 10 mils. So there is that variation between the between suburbs and rainfall events.
Oh, right. We do have quite a bit on its way. Look at that bad boy coming across.
Oh, good. So I have to get back to the car before that happens.
Yeah, it's coming in. I don't know. I don't know whether it'll rack off out to sea, but it looks pretty heavy on the way now, so take it easy. When we talk about conserving water in the wet, it is important, isn't it? Just because it's bucketing down from the sky doesn't mean that we can be cavalier with it.
No, absolutely not. So one of the rules of thumbs that we talk about with for irrigation is if we get a good downpour, like yesterday, plenty of rain, just turn your irrigation off for 3 to 4 days. Always keep an eye on your garden if it looks like it needs a bit of water. If it's thirsty, give it a little drink. But yes, talking about those rainfall events, I think that takes us into about our smart controllers. So there's smart irrigation controllers out there now that can actually connect into the internet and look at weather stations, and they can actually look at the forecast to see if there's a high probability of rain.
Wow.
And they will actually then turn off or adjust their settings. And it also does that for rainfall events. So if it picks up, you get a good rainfall, it actually just turns it off.
That's a great idea.
It's an awesome, they're fantastic little bit of equipment. So they're really easy to install. They're not that expensive. Some of them can be retrofitted. Some of the older ones can be retrofitted with these smart irrigation controllers. Power and Water actually does have one at Ben Hammond.
Right.
And so we looked at the January, and normally it would be set for to run for 12 times, but with the rainfall and the way it looks at the weather stations, it's actually only run twice. So we've saved 11,000 litres in January.
Holy cow!
So that's a lot. Absolutely. So that's the sort of what these technology can do.
Yeah, so a little bit of a financial outlay when you first get the device, but it's worth it with the money that you'll save because you're not watering. You're not using as much water. So over time, it'll pay for itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which is brilliant.
Yep.
That's really clever. I love all those devices.
Yes,
I'm a bit of a techno bimbo. I'm not overly across them, but I do like the idea of them. And it would be great if you could hook it up to your Hey Google or whatever, you know, and then tell it to turn off and turn on.
Absolutely. So Power Water bought their own little weather station as well. So the two of them talk to each other.
That's so cool.
They've got a great little relationship.
Excellent. Let's talk about the dam.
Okay, the dam, another bit of facts and figures at the moment, it's only 74% full.
What does that mean? Okay, so 74% full for this time of the year, is that good? Is that average? Is it not great?
It's not good. So last year we did have a spill, so it did spill over the top of the spillway. But even though it may spill, what we still talk about is the two-thirds of the dam level dropped throughout the year is from evaporation.
Right.
So even if it might spill, it's really still important to get that message out there that we need to conserve water. So the and also the Darwin River Dam catchment is relatively small, so even though it might be raining here, at Casuarina here, is it raining out over the catchment?
You know, where's the catchment?
Out at Darwin River Dam, so it's about 50 kilometres out of town. So really, we really need that rainfall over the catchment.
Yeah, we absolutely do. So it is just a reminder again that we have to be water smart, even though we, you know, oh, it's like, oh, here's a monsoon, or here's, you know, we're in the wet season and whatever. But if our dam doesn't fill up in time for our dry, then we're kind of in a little bit of trouble. What do we do then?
Well, it's not so much that it's over a period of 2 to 3 years. If we keep having those poor wet seasons,
right,
that's when the dam level gets quite low. So that's when it starts getting critical for us. So again, we just do that. We've also tell people during the dry season not to water as much. So it's reduce those run times. Water every second day. You know, look at your lawn gets a different watering regime than your native plants and things like that. So there's lots of different tricks that people can do to reduce their water use.
And it's about future-proofing for our dam, isn't it?
Future-proofing, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, save today. So if we do have a dodgy couple of years, which we've seen in different parts of Australia, it's not something that would never happen, because we've seen parts of our country that used to be beautiful and wet and green and gorgeous now in absolute drought.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's really important, I guess. So today's messages: turn off your irrigation. Look at those smart devices if that's what you want to do. Conserve water even though it is raining. We just need to think about that type of stuff and cross your fingers that we get more rain for January, because we need it.
Absolutely. January, February, March, feel good.
Bring it down, make it rain. Paddy, if people are wanting more information, what's the website that they can rush across to?
They can look at livingwatersmart.com.au.
And they can organise one of those Living Water Smart assessment dealios.
On your irrigation, yes.
Like a garden tune-up.
A garden tune-up, yep, absolutely. So they go on there and they can just follow the links and look for our specialist irrigation people, and they can book directly with them.
And it's a good idea sometimes too just to turn all your water off and go look at your meter.
Absolutely. If you want to do a three-step leak check, just turn everything off inside the house. Go out and have a look at your meter. If it's still ticking over, that means you've got a small leak somewhere.
Which is costing you money.
Absolutely.
Don't let money go down the drain. Pat, as always, it is a super pleasure to have you. We'll catch up with you real soon.
Thanks, Mel.